Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to hit him with that question right now. As we welcome into the program, the original Mr. Hirsch himself, looking good. He's got a shaved head and he's waking the dead. The one, the only Lighthouse himself, number 72 on your program, number one in your heart, three-time Super Bowl champion, Matt Light. What's up, my guy?
Fitzy, it's been forever, brother. Look, good to see you. I like we're jumping right into a debate here on who's the greatest and maybe most impactful, best number wearer. What do we got today?
Okay. I want to get the details out about your night. It's coming up next week at the Encore, the big show. For everybody, just so you know, Matt, the Matt Light Foundation, they do phenomenal work instructing, informing, and regulating the youth and more at their fabulous camps. Next week, they got a comedy show going on, Fool's Night Out. It's Wednesday, March 29th the Memoir, if I believe that's correct, at the Boston Encore. Maybe when you swing by there, Matt, you can do me a favor. You can put some money on the Patriots plus 800 to win the AFC East. We'll get to that in just a minute. For tickets to it, you go to mattlight72.com. Who you got performing next week? Who are some of our headliners, guy?
Hey, listen, so first of all, just a huge thank you to Lenny Clark and his brother Mike. They put this thing together. They brought in comedians for 10 years now. It's been one of my favorite events because, as you know, April Fool's Day is one of the greatest holidays on earth. Mm-hmm. But this year, we've got Steve Sweeney. We've got people like Christine Hurley, who, if you've never heard Christine, it is a riot, especially if you're a supermom.
Oh, my God. She is one of the funniest, filthiest maternal potty mouths. She is an absolute Boston, New England comedy legend. And for she's worth the price of admission alone. The fact that you get some Lenny Clark, some Steve Sweeney, also a New England comedy legend, and more thrown into it. Plus some of your videos, some of your antics.
How about Corey Rodriguez, another good friend of ours, and Tom Cotter? I mean, it's an awesome lineup, and we do sneak in some of the shenanigans from back in the day. And I got to tell you, I'm actually going to release my all-time favorite. I don't even know if it falls into the practical joke category because I didn't think it was a joke. It involved a correspondence with Coach Belichick and myself, something I'd never heard of ever happening before. He actually sent an email to me. I didn't even know he knew how to use email. And this goes back a few years, right? We're talking a few years ago. But I can't wait to share that with everybody. But it's a fun event. I mean, look, it's a time to get out, laugh like crazy. Everybody's tired of being indoors. It's springtime. It's Boston Encore. Why wouldn't we?
It's a beautiful place at that club. The Memoir is an awesome space. It goes to your foundation. It's great. And you're literally, these are all five people I would pay to go see headline at Laugh Boston, at the Encore, at Kowloon, Giggles, et cetera. So the fact that they all will come together, a bunch of people that have all been on like America's Got Talent, et cetera, packing it in for you. Great cause. Some of your newly released nonsense. The fact that Belichick does have an email. We know what happened last time Belichick sent a text message.
What could happen on an email? It could be crazy.
What could possibly happen on an email? So again, if you want tickets to Fool's Night Out, mattlight72.com. It's Wednesday, March 29th at the Encore. Love the look that you're rocking right now. For anyone who's not watching this on YouTube or the socials, you either look like you could, like right now, you could either be like a professional logger, like the star of like Deadliest Catch or that show Axemen on Discovery, or like a bartender who makes a really nice drink with like chartreuse and an egg cream.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just got done butchering a deer. So I have the apron on, as you can see here. And I know that's weird. I know it's awkward, but it's what I was in the middle of. And I'm not going to miss joining you. So I just, you know what, let's go at it raw. And by the way, this look right here, just so you know, shaved it off for Boston Children's Hospital. And as we know, they're the best in the business. They've saved my kid. They've saved countless others, and they've helped so many families. So I'm going bald, and it's easier to find ticks this way too, by the way.
It's totally. And I want to point out, I know you did that event with, was it Shaving is Caring or
Saved by Shaving? Yeah.
Saved by Shaving. I know you did that with the Greg Hill Show. And I'm glad you did that for Boston Children's Hospital. I and my brother both are only alive and here today because of the miracle workers at Boston Children's Hospital.
Wow.
They're unbelievable. It's my number one next to the Hole in the Wall Gang. And of course the MetLife Foundation. Those are some of my other charities I always make way towards giving to. They do amazing work. So good on you, brother. I'm glad you jumped in fresh from the kill in the most MetLife way possible in the woods, carving up your own supper because yesterday was a pretty momentous day. You had DMACC getting the kind of retirement party, if you will, on a Tuesday in Foxborough that I know guys like yourself usually get when it's Red Jacket Saturday and we all come on down, the super fans all get the music and the bagpipes and trotting out of the Chathams and the Fouriers and whatever else. And then you get up on the stage and Kraft and Belichick offer words for you. DMACC gets it on a Tuesday. Now, do you think he got it because he means so much to the organization or because there's going to be an absurd logjam of Red Jacket worthy guys in 4 or 5 years between Gronk, Brady, James White, DMACC, and now Boomtower, Donta Hightower added to the mix?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I feel bad for the judges, right? Or for the people that are going to be voting on this. And not bad. I mean, look, it speaks to the organization. It speaks to, you know, what fans have been able to take advantage of around here. And look, I was up there for a short period of time, and the number of kids and families and fans and coaches and people that, you know, just have been a part of the McCourty kind of, I guess, way of life, right? I mean, the guy, I could say this, and I listen to a lot of my former teammates and his current teammates speak about him, what he meant to the organization. But I would say this from my perspective. He came in towards the last couple years that I played, right? The last two, that's right. He came in 2010, right? He was one of those guys that reminded me a lot of a Gerard Mayo, a young Gerard Mayo. You know, when Gerard came into our locker room, he had this kind of old spirit to him. He did things differently. He got with the veterans early and often. He stayed late to study film. You know, these weren't things that he was forced to do. And in many cases, young guys don't do that. And I would say Devin McCourty was the same way from day one. He was businesslike. And the thing that I love about him is his integrity. He never did something just to benefit Devin McCourty. And that came on the field with the advice that he would give to the younger players, the time he'd spend with them. So if you look at what happened on Tuesday, giving him a massive send-off as what we should come to expect about what's going to happen after that. I mean, when they have a Devin McCourty night at the stadium, I promise you, even in the suites, they're going to make some noise, which is very rare. So I look forward to that moment for him.
Yeah, he totally deserves it as well. And again, like you say, you feel bad for the judges, but lucky us, the fans, lucky you for the teammates for getting to play with great football players, brilliant minds and old souls like DMACC, like Mayo, who I've got a quick question about for you in a second. But just that logjam of talent. Lucky us, the super fans, that, you know, Vrabel is going to get his red jacket. You're going to have to give one, like I said, to Gronk, and Brady's going to get his. And there are other so many other deserving. Logan Mankins deserves one as well. Like the next 10 years, these are all Patriots legends, people that contributed so much so to the Patriot way and to all these championships. And that's where I was going with a quick little tribute to Hightower yesterday. He was – didn't play last year, but officially retired yesterday and put out that piece in the Players Tribune, a very thoughtful piece. He goes box to wire with Alabama and then the Patriots, which we love. Two national championships, three Super Bowls. But the point I was making was maybe he does deserve to be mentioned in the five most impactful Patriots of all time because he made plays that directly contributed to Super Bowl championships in 49, 51, and 53. Now, I know he came into the league right after you left, so obviously there was just too much awesome for the two of you to share the same field and the same team at the same time. But, you know, you knew Teddy. He honored that number pretty well. What do you think about Hightower's lasting impact and legacy on the Pats?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to go. He is one of the greats, right? I mean, he deserves it. You know, I think there's not a whole lot of guys on the defensive side that are what I would say extremely dynamic. I mean, you got some football playing Jessies. You got, you know, guys at different positions that fly around the field. They're known for the impact that they have, whether they're like necessarily right at the point of contact or they're the kind of people that, you know, are so disruptive that they always have to have an extra hat looking for that guy. Right. And that's the kind of difference that a Dante Hightower makes. Right. I mean, if you think about the Colts defense back in the day, right? I mean, that was like, oh, gosh, man, preparing for the Colts. And you had Dwight Freeney and you had Mathis on the other side. And those guys, we had half our offense trying to figure out what they were doing, how they were doing it, and putting guys on them. And so he was a game changer. He was extremely dynamic. And I think that, yeah, he deserves to be, you know, in the running for, you know, one of the top, you know, defensive players in New England history.
Yeah, for sure. And not to mention when you were dealing with those Colts defenses, you had Melvin Bullitt at safety. But before that, there was Bob Sanders, who was always a thorn in the side and a great playmaker as well. Yeah.
And you just wonder, by the way, you wonder, Fitzy, you know, without those two guys up front, how many of those other guys, like the other conversations around that defense, there were a number of guys. They even had a couple linebackers, which they weren't really known for at times when those guys were there. But, you know, those two guys up front, I think, made the careers for some other guys on that defense. And look, that's a symbiotic thing, right? That happens. That happens on all teams when you have great players that are very dynamic at their positions. But I think those two, you know, made a lot of other guys' careers a lot happier.
Oh, for sure they did. And, you know, if it comes down to, like, who wore 54 better, Teddy Bruschi or Dante Hightower, that is, to me, the ultimate first-world football problem and a wonderful Patriot fan bargument to have for years to come.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So I got a couple mailbag questions fans have submitted and then two stupid questions quickly for me, and we'll get you out of here. Quick thoughts on the offseason, and do you think the Pats have done enough to get back into the pecking order, the mix, and the competition for the top of the AFC East?
Well, I mean, we still have a long way to go, right? I mean, there's a lot of things yet to happen and dominoes to fall and things, you know, that you know, you can never predict with a Belichick team, right? Like, what's going to happen in the draft? I don't know. We're going to take nine tight ends, you know, with our first nine picks. I mean, it's anybody's guess.
No, and and a punter and a safety and a long snapper from Rutgers.
So I think this, I think all fans should feel really good about Billy O'Brien. I spent a lot of time with Billy O, you know, when he was, you know, an offensive assistant to, you know, coordinator, the impact that he makes, what he brings to the team is a tough style of coaching, relentless in terms of his expectations, how he communicates is really a strength of his. I think he gets fired up, and I like that, and I think they need that, and he's disciplined, And I think the discipline side has been, and look, I haven't been in that locker room, but I can say looking at it from the outside in, some of the line of scrimmage penalties, you know, things that, I mean, I was definitely a culprit at times, but there were things that were very uncharacteristic for a Patriots team when it came to just kind of the simple things, right? And they're not always simple. But that said, I don't think Billy O'Brien's going to allow that, whether it's in practice, in this preseason, as they start thinking about how they're preparing. So I like what they're doing there. I like what they've done there. I think Adrian Klim's going to make an impact. I think he's you know, proven himself to be a good coach. It means something to him how he does his job, and he's a good person. And I think he'll speak to those guys in that O-line room, and he'll get the best out of what he has, right? Do they have all the pieces of the puzzle there? I mean, time will tell. We'll see how that goes. But offensively, I think they've made some moves. Defensively, I never really worry about him, right? The entire time I played, Fitzy, we never had like a – and this is not to slight anyone, but we never had like the primo pass rusher or – you know what I'm saying? Like, we had a bunch of guys. You know, we had the Mike Vrabels and the Teddy Bruschis, of course, and we had, you know, so many other guys that I could go on about on that defense, but they played good defense, like as a defense. It wasn't about any one player. So, with that said, I never worry about the defense. I do worry about this offense, though.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of hope they're able to get somebody like a DeAndre Hopkins or a wide receiver one to add to the mix to make Mac's life easy. But you pointed it out by bringing in Billy O'Brien just to clean up the mess in Isle Patriots from last season with that whole mess with Bill and Joe and, you know, Matt Patricia. We're not dunking on any of them. It is what it is. We're on to 2023, but that'll make a big difference. 5 second answer. I forgot the fact that you were there in 2011, your final season, when Billy O'Brien and Brady had the famous dust up on the sidelines after he threw the pick that was intended for Tyquan Underwood. How many F-bombs do you think between the two of them were dropped in 10 seconds?
Well, there was no other words. So every time you saw their lips move. Hey, look. And by the way, look, so contrast.
I love that.
Contrast that one, that experience, though, that we've all seen, right, with what happened last season. And there's a stark contrast to them, right? Those two guys, you know, it meant something to them, and they take things personal, right? So that's why the dust up happens. But the minute we get in the locker room, it doesn't go any further. It's not as if that translates into some other problem in the locker room. And I don't think that was necessarily the case last season.
No, for sure. It all comes from a place of passion. All right. Mayo, next head coach. How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I think Gerard Mayo is a great, great coach, right? And again, I haven't had him as a coach, but I know he's a great coach because I know what he was as a player and a teammate and a guy that is very astute and wants to do it better tomorrow than he did it today. So he brings that humility and he brings the workmanlike attitude. So if that's the way it is, man, I'm all in.
I think it's definitely going to be him as well. I mean, business leaders love him. The crafts love him. Fans love him. And Belichick respects him. That's why he was in on all those interviews this offseason. Lucky us if we were able to get him in a couple of years. Two silly ones from the fans, and we'll let you go, my guy. All right. Well, they're good questions. If Matt Light could change any one thing about the NFL, what would it be?
Boy, I'd say it'd be how they prepare today, right? 2011 CBA changed how guys can prepare and get themselves ready to play. It hasn't done any favors. It was all done in the name of player safety, health, and wellness, and the game is not safe for today by any metric. So clearly it didn't work, but what we know for a fact has happened is that the game has gotten sloppier. And there's not enough time for these guys to prepare, especially the guys that are inevitably going to have to fill in for the injuries and the things that happen throughout the season. So let's get back to getting out in that practice field, hitting guys, putting the pads on, and being smart about it, but actually contact, you know, before we get to the game.
So the game really hasn't gotten any safer as they've taken away padded practices and being able to hit. You can only hit each other like three times from August till December when it doesn't count on Sunday, Thursday, or Monday night. I like that a lot. And you, this is my favorite one. You as a guy who a lot of people would like to have a beer with, the question on the floor is, who would Matt Light, if he could pick any one person to have a beer with, who would that be? Celebrity, alive, dead, who would that be?
Man, what a question, right? Who would I want to sit down?
All-time favorites. Yeah. Who? Sit down. Big, tall Budweiser. Matt Light and...
Oh, gosh, you're killing me. Okay, who do I really want to hang with? All right, so you know what? It'd have to be a musician.
Okay.
Because I think so many musicians are so powerful. And on the spot right now, I'd have to say one of two people, either Jamie Johnson or Chris Stapleton. And if you guys watch that Chris Stapleton, America, the national anthem during this...
Whoa! So good! It was so good!
Once it touched your ears, it was so good.
It's like once it hits your lips, it's so good. The best two national anthems I've seen since Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55 when Tommy won with Antonio Brown and Gronk down in Tampa. It was a soul singer, country singer, crossover hybrid version that was just blew doors. And then Stapleton's was absolute fire. It was amazing.
Greatest, man. Imagine sitting around campfire, drinking a beer, listening to them, you know, tickle, you know, the strings and just letting that voice breathe. Oh, magic.
That'd be phenomenal. Yeah. See, mine wouldn't be Tom Brady, surprisingly, because, you know, I'm not sure. Can Tom sit back and really have a beer and chug, you know, put away five or six like you and I would? That's fine. Mine would be Kurt Russell.
Oh, I like that. I like it. Good choice. You know,
classic action star, et cetera. Good. Chris Stapleton. All right. Hopefully that happens one day soon. Matt, thank you again for joining today. Great perspective on the coaches, the players, the offseason, and more. Ungentle reminder, everyone, go see Fool's Night Out next week, Wednesday the 29th at the Encore Boston Harbor, the Memoir Club, beautiful space, beautiful man, beautiful night of 1,000 laughs to support the Matt Light Foundation. For ticket information, you go to MattLight72.com. And that wraps up this edition of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Matt Light, thank you so much, brother. You're the absolute best. I look forward to every chance we get to chop it up.
Hey, God love you, brother. Same right back at you.
Yeah, go make some nice venison steaks and deer sausages, and we'll talk to you soon. See you later, everybody.
All right, see you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.